Now let's come to Unit 7, Canada. 本单元学习目标，掌握一些谈论语言的日常交际用语，了解加拿大人是如何使用英语的，初步了解美国英语与加拿大英语之间的差别，通过阅读课文了解加拿大的史地和风土人情。Well, let's come to Lesson 25, Dialogue. In this unit, we're going to learn about Canada.In today's lesson, we meet Dean. He's Canadian. He's talking about Canadian English. Now, read the dialogue. After that, I will ask you some questions. The first one, which of the following does he talk about? Grammar, vocabulary, spelling, or pronunciation?He talks about vocabulary, spelling, and pronunciation. Number two, is an American accent very different from a Canadian accent? What do you think? No, there are not many differences between an American accent and a Canadian accent, right? Only a few. Number three, do people have the same accent all over the country? No.People in the eastern provinces or some country areas speak quite differently from the rest of Canada, okay? Now let's come to the language points. The first one, a lot of people can't tell the difference between an American accent and a Canadian accent. 比如说很多人都分不清美国口音和加拿大口音的区别。这里面 tell the difference between A and B, 就是说说出什么什么的区别 ,okay? For example, can you tell the difference between the twin sisters? 能说出两个这个双胞胎姐妹的这个不同点吗? My friend speaks with a strong 天津 accent. 这里面 accent,表示口音或者是音调，也就是说他说话呢带有浓重的天津味。Okay. Number two, generally speaking, newspaper follow the American way. 一般说来呢，报纸采用美国英语的拼法。句中的 follow 呢是做遵循按照的这个意思来讲。Okay. 比如说 ,we're going to follow the teacher's advice. 我们打算听从这个老师的建议。Generally speaking, 这是一个动词 ing 短语，在句中往往做插入语，是对全句做解释。Okay, 表示总的来说，一般说来。比如说 ,generally speaking, she's quite a good teacher. 总的来说，她是一个挺不错的老师。Okay, 类似的短语我们还有 ,frankly speaking, I don't trust her. Okay, frankly speaking, 坦率地说，我并不信任她。The next one, exactly speaking, they will arrive at 8:14 p.m. 准确地说他们将于8点14分到达。Number three, you mean it looks strange? I'll tell you something that does sound strange, okay? 那么也就是说你的意思是说看起来很奇怪。我倒可以告诉你一件听起来的确很奇怪的事。这里面 Dean 说的这两句话是用来纠正上面方俊所说的那句话 That sounds strange. 报纸呢采用美国拼法，会议报告与学校用书采用英国拼法。这件事不是听起来习惯，而是看起来习惯。Okay? 再有呢，句中 does 用来强调语气，助动词 do, does, did 常常用在肯定句或祈使句当中表示强调。比如说I do hope you will stay with us. 我确实希望你能够跟我们待在一起。The next one. She does dance well. Okay. He did say he believed you. Please do come next time. Okay. Number four. But if you go to the eastern provinces or go to some country areas,You will notice that the people there speak quite differently from the rest of Canada, okay? 也就是说假如你去东部的省份或者是去某些乡村地区你将会发现那里的人跟加拿大其他地方的人说的话完全不同。 对，这里 the eastern provinces 指的是加拿大东部的几个省，其中呢有魁北克省。Okay, so much for this lesson. Now let's come to lesson 26 and 27, Canada. Now first of all, let me tell you something about Canada. Okay, Canada is a large country in the northern half of North America. Its climate is generally cold, and much of it is covered with forests and lakes. Canada was formerly owned by British and France, and is now an independent member of the Commonwealth. Its capital city is Ottawa, and its official languages are English and French. Canada is made up of 10 provinces and 2 federal territories. Most of the population lives within 160 kilometers of the U.S. border. Now let's come to the language points. The first one, Canada is the second largest country in the world. 加拿大呢是世界上第二最大的国家。Okay. 那么世界上版图最大的国家是独联体 The Commonwealth of Independent States, 也就是前苏联，其次呢是加拿大。那么注意这里头形容词最高级一般都表示居第一位的，但有时候我们也可以同叙述词像 second, third, 啊连用表示居第二位的。Okay. 比如说 The Yellow River is the second longest river in China. Okay. 黄河是中国第二条最长的河流。Now, number two, it is larger than the USA and it reaches nearly a quarter of the way round the earth. 也就是说它比美国还要大，它的国土的长度几乎达到地球周长的四分之一。Reach 在这里表示伸延或者伸展。比如说 the park reaches to the foot of the mountain. Okay, 公园呢这个一直延伸到山脚下。再有 reach 还可以表示啊到达，或者是伸手可以碰到触及到，还可以表示这意思。比如说 I reached Tianjin about 10:30 last night. Reach here means I arrived in Tianjin. I got to Tianjin. Okay. The next one, the boy can't reach the book on the shelf. 小男孩够不着架子上的书， reach 在里表示够得着。Okay, number three, the country covers 6 of the world's 24 time areas. Okay, 那么也就是说加拿大的国土跨过全世界24个时区中的6个。Okay, cover 在里表示覆盖或者是遮盖。这个在本句当中 cover 是占有多少多少面积的意思。Okay, 比如说 The city covers 10 square miles. 这座城市占地10平方英里。Okay. Now, cover 呢还可以表示啊采访新闻啊，或者是呢这个，或者是这个表示盖上或者是这个覆盖上等等。比如说 Please cover the table with a tablecloth. Okay, 请用桌布盖在桌子上。We covered 15 miles that day. Okay.那天呢我们走完了50英里的路程。Number four, today one province of Canada is French speaking. 现在呢加拿大有一个省说法语， OK? 那么这个 one province 指的是加拿大的魁北克省 Quebec, OK? 它在加拿大的东北部，大多数居民呢在这里头都说的是法语。French speaking 是讲法语的。那我们还有比如说 English speaking 讲英语的 OK 那 English speaking countries include Britain, America, Canada, Australia, etc. OK Number 5 As in China, the weather is different from area to area OK 也就是说正如同中国的情况一样，加拿大的气候也随着地区的不同而不同 OK As in China它这个结构相当于一个省略了的方式状语从句，也就是 as it is the case in China 什么什么 as 在里头呢是连词，表示正如或者是像什么什么。比如说 As in the last experiment, we got the same result again this time. Okay?
也就是说正如上次的实验一样他这次获得了同样的结果。
Number six, in the north, the winters are long and hot, with snow for 6 months of the year.
就是说在北方冬季时间长而且寒冷一年中呢有6个月下雪。句中的这个 with 它有或带有表示这个意思。那么构成 with 的复合结构起补充或者是修饰的作用比如说
He was fat with thick glasses on.
他是一个胖子戴着一副深度的这个眼镜。Okay.
Number seven. The temperature can fall to minus 60 degrees centigrade. That is 60 degrees centigrade below freezing.
注意60度以下的读法我们应该读成 minus 60 degrees centigrade.
Number eight. In the capital, Ottawa, the average of winter temperature is minus 10 degrees centigrade and in summer, 21 degrees centigrade.
Okay. 也就是说在首都渥太华冬季平均气温是零下10度夏季呢是21度。句中的这个 average 是名词表示平均数或者是一般水平。Okay.
比如说 Tom's work at school is above the average. Harry's below the average.
Okay. 也就是说 Tom 在学校的功课一般呢在这一般水平之上而这个 Harry 的功课却在一般水平之下。Okay? Average 还可以用作形容词做平均的或平常的讲。比如说
The average age of the students in my class is 16.
我们班上的学生的平均年龄是16岁 average 在里是形容词。Okay?
Now number 9.Plants grow well all the year round, and the parks and the gardens are famous for their flowers.
一年四季植物生长良好，这里的公园和花园都以花卉而闻名。这里面 all the year round 是名词词组，做一年到头、一年四季讲。它在句中做时间状语。OK， 类似的名词词组，我们说还有 all day long， 整天、一天到晚的，或者是 all night long。这个整夜的或者是 all the time 一直始终怎么怎么样再有还有一个短语是 be famous for 叫由于什么什么而闻名比如说
China is famous for the Great Wall Hangzhou is famous for its beautiful West Lake Number 10 The country has a great deal of coalOil and natural gas, and these are all exploited for energy.
就加拿大拥有大量的煤、石油，还有这个天然气，这些全都开发做能源。Okay?
这里面 a great deal of 表示大量许多，后面加不可数名词。Okay? 动词 exploit
表示利用或者是开发。
比如说 ,we try to exploit the oil and the sea, okay?
也就是说我们这个试图要开发这个想尽一切办法要开发这个海底石油。Okay, so much for lesson 26. Now let's come to lesson 27.
The first one, in summer, they hunted a type of deer and in winter,built small round houses with blocks of snow.
Okay. 也就是夏天呢他们捕杀一种鹿冬天呢用雪块建造小小的圆形房子。Okay.
A type of 相当于 a kind of. 比如说 what type of trees is this? It is a type of pine tree. Okay. Number two. They lived on fish.And meat and used to make holes in the ice and catch fish and seals.
Okay. 他们呢是以食鱼肉为生。Okay. 还经常在冰川上打洞捕捉鱼和海豹。短语动词 live on 表示以什么什么为生。比如说 People in the north mainly live on wheat. Now number three, they made clothes and shoes from furs and from skins of seals. Okay, 也就是他们用兽毛和海豹皮做衣服和鞋。这里头 make A from B 结构的意思是说用 B 制成 A。我们还可以常常用于被动句式，也就说成 A is made from B， 表示 A 是由 B 制成的。OK， For example, the boy made a boat from wood. 那男孩呢，用木头做了一只小船。那么还可以改成被动形式， The boat was made from wood. OK， Make out of 表示这个 make out of 也可以代替上面的 make from 这个短语动词，它的意思呢是相同的。OK， 我们刚才这句子还可以说 The boy made a boat out of wood. Number four, they made use of animal bones which they carved into basic tools. 他们利用兽骨把兽骨呢雕成基本工具。OK。这里头短语动词 make use of 表示利用或者是使用。比如说 We should make use of water to produce electricity. 我们应当呢利用水力来开发电。Okay? Make use of 的中间还可以插入适当的形容词，也可以用于被动语态。Okay? 比如说 You must make good use of every chance to practice English. Okay?就是你必须要好好利用一切机会来练习英语。Number five, the government has started a new school project in which Inuit teach their own young children. Okay, 政府呢已经开始实施一项新办学校的新计划，因为呢，这个由这个因努伊特人来教他们自己的这个小孩。Okay.这 start 在里表示发起、开动、使什么什么开始。那么做这个讲的时候，做这个意思讲的时候 ，start 和 begin 是有区别的。OK， 而且呢，这里的 start 都不能用 begin 来替换。比如说 ，We can't start the car. There must be something wrong with the engine. 我们这个汽车开动不了了，肯定是发动机有毛病了。OK。Okay, so much for this lesson. Now let's come to the grammar part of this unit. Okay, well, this is agreement. Agreement, 我们说这是主谓一致的问题，这是本单元的语法重点。Okay, 我们来看一看，当谓语动词就是说谓语动词要与主语的人称和数一致。比如说 ，The news is bad. Okay, 当主语是不定代词，像 somebody。Anybody, nobody, everybody, anything, nothing, something, 等等这些词的时候，谓语动词往往要用单数形式。比如说 Somebody is waiting for you outside. Okay, 外面有人呢在等你，注意后面要用单数形式。再有比如说 Nobody knows the answer. 没有人知道这个答案。好，我们来看集体名词，比如说像 army, class, enemy,Family, government, group, team 等等这些词，当它做主语的时候，谓语动词要视情况采用单数还是复数，也就是说它后面跟单数、复数都可以。如果主语呢看作是一个整体，那么谓语动词就用单数；如果看成其中的每一个成员这个个体的时候，谓语动词就应该用复数。我们举个例子，比如说 ，Her family is a big one. OK， 他们家呢是一个大家庭，这里头我们把它看成一个整体，所以后面的谓语动词要跟的是 is。Now next one, her family are watching TV. 这里指的是他们家所有的这个其他的成员都在看着电视，所以这是把它看成每一个个体成员。所以这时候呢，谓语动词我们又应该用复数形式。再有呢 ，people, police, cattle。这些集体名词做主语时，谓语动词通常要用复数。比如说 ,the police are looking for the thief. 警察们在寻找小偷。注意 ,police 后面的谓语动词永远用 are. Okay, the next one. cattle feed on grass. Okay, 牛呢是这个以草为生。Okay, 为食，牛吃草。那么这时候 cattle 做主语的时候，谓动词往往我们说也应该要用复数形式。Okay, 那么代词 none 或者是 neither， none 表示全都不， neither 呢表示两个都不。他们做主语的时候，谓语动词可以用单数也可以用复数，这要取决于说话人的意思。当说话人着眼于每一个人都不，或者是两个当中的任何一个都不这个意思的时候，谓语动词用单数。如果说说话者着眼于所有的都不，或者是两个中的全部都不怎么怎么样的时候，谓语动词要用复数。比如说 None of them have a car， 或者是 None of them has a car。如果说 have a car， 这指的是他们都没有小汽车， OK？ 那如果说 none of them has a car， 指的是他们没有一个人有小汽车。这里头呢，就是说话的侧重点不同。The next one， neither of them know the answer， OK？ 他们两个全都不知道答案。如果说 neither of them knows the answer 呢，那就是说他们两个人谁也不知道答案， OK？ 再有，当 either or。OK， 或者是 neither nor 连接两个并列主语时，谓语动词通常呢要采用临近原则，也就是和最近的主语保持一致。比如说 ，either you or she has dropped waste paper in the street， 要么是你，要么是他把这个废纸扔在了街上。OK， 这时候谓语动词要采用临近原则，最近的主语呢是这个 she， 所以这后面用 has dropped。OK， 那么这句话如果我要是把主语调换个位置的话，说成 either she or you， 后头就得说 have dropped waste paper in the street， 因为这最近的主语不再是 she 而是 you 了，所以后面的谓语动词要用复数。 OK， the next one， neither he nor I have forgotten to pay for the drinks。 OK， 我和他呀都忘记付这个饮料钱了。 OK， 那么这时候主语呢是 he 和 I， 最近的主语，这动谓动词的临近原则呢是最近的主语是 I， 所以后面是 have forgotten。 如果把它调过来，就 neither I nor he has forgotten to pay for the drinks， 这时候呢我们这是要用 has be， 因为呢最近的主语是 he。 OK， 好，我们看看在 there be 句型当中，如果主语不止一个，谓动词通常和临近的即第一个主语一致。比如说 there is a deskA table, three chairs in the room. 那么这时候主语有 a desk, a table, three chairs. 那么我们也应该采用临近原则，最近的主语是 a desk， 所以这儿用 there is 而不是 there are。OK。再有呢，就是说，如果主语是单数，后面呢跟有像 with 或者是 as well as 等引起的短语时，谓语动词仍然用单数。比如说 ，The teacher with two students was in the room.OK， 也就是说老师和两个学生当时都在房间，这里的主语只有 the teacher， 而跟后面 with two students 没有关系，所以它后面的谓语动词随主语的 teacher 发生变化。 The next one， This book as well as the other two books is borrowed from our school library。 OK， 也就是说这本书连同另外两本书一样都是从学校图书馆借来的。这时候 as well as他和 the other two books 这个在句中呢这个不起主语的作用，主语只是 this book， 所以后面的谓语动词还得用 is borrowed， OK， 而不是 are borrowed。 那 next one， 在表示时间、长度、价值等复数名词做主语时，我们通常把它作为整体看待，那么这时候谓语动词用单数。比如说 20 years is a long time to us。 OK， 20年对于我们来说是一段很长的时间，这时候我们要用 is。 OK， 虽然这前头是 20 years， 我们把这个时间呢看成一个整体。 OK， the next one， 200 miles is not a long distance， 这是一个距离啊，所以呢也把它看成整体，那么后面也用单数形式。 10,000 US dollars is a lot of money。Okay， 那么这个呢是表示钱，尽管是复数概念，后面也要用 is。Okay， 就是一万美元呢是很大一笔钱。Okay， the next one， 在这个四则运算中啊，谓语动词用单数、复数都可以。比如说
2 and 10 is 12, 或者是 are 12都可以。Okay? 3 times 5 is 15. Smoking is a bad habit,
或者是 to smoke is a bad habit. 这个呢就是动词用 ing 形式或者是这个不定式形式做主语的时候，谓语动词往往用单数形式。Okay?
比如说 carving animal bones is not an easy job.
雕刻兽骨不是一件容易的工作。这时候动名词短语在句中充当主语，我们把它看成一个整体，所以后面的谓语动词要用这个单数形式。Okay?
That's the end of this unit. See you.